It's showtime, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. Matt Berger alongside a very happy and a very healthy Matt Rocchio. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 Show, at Matt underscore Berger, at Rock 590, and at John Rudolph 22. Joining us at 6:20 will be Craig Edwards, the managing editor for Viva Albertos. At 7 o'clock, Daniel Kaplan from the Sports Business Journal. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDGR.com. Matt Rocchio, I'm assuming that you are feeling better. You look about the same.
From which time are you saying I look the same from?
I mean, like, okay, you have your colors back. You look better.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I looked the same as Friday when you said my color was gone. I was like, are you still saying I look sickly? Jesus, Lord Almighty. Yeah, I feel great.
Was the fact that Roger Federer won Wimbledon yesterday and you're basically his doppelganger.
Yeah, he vindicates the headband look, that's for sure.
He does. Is that the reason why you're feeling better today? Because you watched Roger Federer yesterday and you're like, wow.
That's not the exact reason. I
need to get over this little wussy stomach.
This is just classic South City immune system right here, baby. You know, this is what I got a lot of things from my mother's side of the family. The one side I got from my dad's side of the family, other than my loud voice, is the fact that I get sick once a year.
I'm the same way.
Like, and yeah, actually it's been weird lately. The last 2 years it's been during the summer, not during the winter, which is goofy as hell. One of the beautiful things I inherited from my dad. So I just kind of one day thing knocked me on my butt. Got back up. I was fine. By Saturday night, I was out, unfortunately.
Out? What do you mean?
I'm such an old man, dude. I went out with my buddies on Saturday night, and it was one of those nights where we ended up going to three different places. First of all, I was like, call the Uber. Let's roll back home after place number one. I was not even trying to go to place number two. I was
is it because you're still recovering from the stomach bug?
No, I mean, I'm not a huge drinker in the first place.
You're turning 26 here.
Yeah, I'm not a huge drinker. 6 days. Thanks for remembering. That makes me feel all special inside.
I remember things.
I know. I know. It was partially that I was just off being a little sick, but it was also that I'm boring as hell now. I can admit it when I go out, because after the first time, my phone dies. I have a new phone that I got from my brother, but the battery is super finicky. It'll like be at 75% and it'll just die. So sometimes it just randomly turns off of me, and I just kind of, you know, have to deal with it. And Saturday night was one of those nights I decided to turn off despite the fact that it was almost fully charged. And so I couldn't Uber, so I had to rely on my buddy, because we Ubered from his place. So I had to rely on him to get back to his place. Somebody else has got to call the Uber. So now I got to go to place number two. And, all right, fine, I can go to place number two.
Well, what was place number one?
Place number one was, technically we went to four places, because we went to Molly's first, and we just walked to McGurk's.
Okay.
Down to Soulard, and then we went to, we tried to go to Wheelhouse, but the line was ridiculous, so we just went to Start Bar. And then we tried to go to Talania.
Wheelhouse doesn't seem like you're, I mean, I've never been to the Wheelhouse, but from what I've heard about the Wheelhouse, I don't know, that didn't seem like that would be your type of hang.
I like the Wheelhouse when it's the only deficit about it is I don't like going places where I can't move.
That place gets that crowded all the time.
Yes, it gets very, I mean, I told you, we rolled up and the line was wrapped around both corners that it takes up there, and so we just went to Start Bar instead because it was right there and there was no line. I mean, the line at Wheelhouse was one of the longer ones I've ever seen it as. And I hate going into places where I literally am shoulder to shoulder. Put to Start Bar, which is fine. I mean, I don't mind going to Start Bar.
Is that the place with all the arcades?
Yeah, you played arcade games. Drinks are a fine price. That was fine. And then it was, let's go to a third place, which was, let's try to go to Talania's. And I was like, oh, dear God almighty.
Let's go to where?
Mike Talania's.
Okay.
Which is just the... most interesting place. Interesting is the only word I'm going to use right now on the radio.
Okay.
I don't like the trash business on the radio. No, it's a crazy place, but it's the place you go when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you don't feel like having any shame left in your body. I mean, it's that of the strip clubs. I mean, there's one place we want to go where you
so either
where you no longer care about who you are as a
person.
Like, yeah, it's I don't really care about the type of person I am anymore the rest of the night. It's 2 o'clock. Let's do something I'm going to feel terrible about tomorrow morning. And, you know, it's either the river or Tulane is. And so they were going to try to make a third stop. Luckily, the third stop was literally a cup of coffee. We got the hell out of there. Thank God Almighty.
I didn't even go inside.
Didn't even have to pay cover because I wasn't trying to.
What was stop number four? Like Denny's?
Well, no,
I'm
saying, I said it eventually was four because we went from Molly's to.
I got you.
But
got
I'm
you.
Just saying is, man, I get so annoyed with drunk people so fast.
What time did you get
so
home?
I'm so bad at going out. I don't know, like 4:30 in the morning. But I'm so bad at going out because I get so annoyed with my drunk friends. I get so angry. I have zero fuse. Like it is. I snap the fingers. It's like as soon as my friends get to that point where they will,
maybe the bar isn't
can't
a place
be coherent
for you.
And I can't make a decision. I get so annoyed, and that was the one thing I pulled away. I was like, I suck at being the age I'm at even now because I have such a short fuse with all my friends when we go drinking. Here's the thing is, I'm fine with them. They can be I am the easiest person. Like I will never be annoyed or get mad at you for whatever you want to do. The littlest things will never bother me if we're just hanging out. As soon as I'm out in public or at a bar or something like that, I have alcohol in me, I have the shortest fuse in the world and my friends bother me so much more.
See, that really surprises me. That I'm not going to say you're an angry drunk, but
I'm an irritated drunk.
You're a couple exits away from being the angry drunk.
I'm an irritated drunk.
And I figured that you would be the lovable drunk.
Yes.
Like you're there like arm in arm singing along to every song on the jukebox. I figured that's the way you would be.
Exactly. Because that's how I am when I'm sober is I'm that guy when I'm sober. And yet for some reason I get a couple drinks in me and dealing with my... dealing with my group of buddies, as much as I love them, becomes the most annoying prospect to me. And I mean, at this point, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to start just Ubering myself places or like driving myself so I can just Irish goodbye at any time I want.
What's the Irish goodbye?
The Irish goodbye is you just leave without saying goodbye to anyone.
Oh, okay.
That has also become my go-to over the years. The Irish goodbye is becoming...
I've never heard of that before.
I want to become a master.
That's my calling.
Like Kobe had that 14-foot turnaround. I want my 14-foot turnaround to be my ability to Irish goodbye out of places.
I do that constantly.
That's my go-to, and like that's what I want to be a pro at, is just being like, wait, where'd Rocky go? Anybody seen him? I think he left like 5 minutes ago. That's my freaking sweet spot. That's where I want to be.
Why do you want to be like that? I don't understand it.
Just because that's the one thing that's always been the one thing I've hated about drinking is not having the control of being able to get home really easily.
Okay.
Not being able to drive home. And so that's the thing is I don't.
Okay, but let's say you drive yourself. Yep. All I got to do be like, okay, this is where I leave you. Everybody get home safely. I'll talk to you later. Bye, bye, bye. Then you're out. I mean, I don't understand why that's so difficult.
I don't know.
Do you have like weak sales resistance and you know that you're going to be talking to one more drink
and
one more shot?
That's definitely part
of it. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
And usually when I'm leaving, I'm at the point where I am 100% legal to drive. Even if I get pulled over, I will barely blow anything. They will have nothing on me if I can drive right now. I'm in that perfect spot. I've had two drinks, maybe three. It's been a couple hours. I can drive perfectly fine. No issue. I'm not pushing anything close to anything else, and I can just go home whenever I want. And so, yes, if I start leaving, there's an inevitable chance of, why are you leaving? Oh, I'll get the next round. Don't worry. Because everyone thinks that if you can save somebody $8, you can convince them to stay.
All you have to do is just make up some reason why you got to get up early in the morning.
Yeah, everyone knows my job. No one believes me.
Oh, okay, but I mean, like, this was Saturday night, correct?
Yeah, no one believes.
Just say Sunday. You promise your mom you'd help her with something. You had to get up early.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna try the church one, but then all my friends know that's total BS.
Even I don't even know you that well, and I know that one's total BS.
So I had nothing on me that Saturday night. I had nothing.
I used to use the Christmas lights excuse year round.
Christmas lights. I like it.
That's a good one.
But year round.
Year round.
In July.
Yeah, I got to go help my dad put up the Christmas lights. He wants to get an early start.
No, you have to break it down two ways. You get about 6 months where you're just doing it, where you're putting them up. And the other 6 months of the year, you can say, I got a job now where we take them down for people. And that's how you cover the other half of the year.
The thing that worked for me when I was living out in the middle of nowhere was because, oh, yeah, you got a long drive. Go ahead and go. So no one would really try to talk me into staying. So that was kind of nice.
Also, my biggest thing ever was becoming the guy in the fraternity who had to stay sober for a year. Biggest mistake I ever made in my entire life.
Why did you have to do that?
Because you had
academic
to have,
probation.
No, you had to have somebody. You had to have somebody who was sober during the parties to make sure nothing went terribly wrong.
And you did that for the entire year.
I did it for an entire year. It was technically second semester of 1 year, and then first semester of the next year.
Okay,
and that year made me despise being around drunk people.
Okay, why did you volunteer to do this?
I thought having a leadership position would be a good thing.
You're the only person
adult.
I know to decide to go to college and not drink.
Well, no, I mean the president of the
fraternity. I'm going to go to college, I'm going to join a fraternity, and I'm not going to drink.
It was for the
story of Matarazzo.
I couldn't drink when everyone else was drinking heavily. I drank on the weekends all the time. On the weekdays all the time because there was nothing big I had to stop. But during the weekends, I had to be the one person who could stop things that were going wrong, and it built this hatred of drunk people in my mind that makes me so annoyed.
Oh, I mean,
and here's the thing.
I bounced at a bar for years. I know what you're talking about.
And here, something tells me that that's what it is that it's the same group of people
that's
on Saturday night that I used to get mad at about my sophomore year in college when I had to be the sober one and I had to tell them to stop being stupid. It's 6 years later and I'm doing very similar things just in Soulard instead of the fraternity house in Columbia.
I had a couple of wineries on Saturday.
That was my weekend.
I had a couple of wineries on Saturday and then went to...
Wineries, you know what? That's one under thing.
Exit 6 Brewery.
That's one underrated thing about St. Louis. A lot of people hit them up, but man, people don't talk about it enough, man. Every once in a while...
There's some really nice ones.
It's so easy. I mean, you go out past, past Double D and stuff out there in St. Charles, Weldon Springs, take those exits off there, go to those wineries.
Everything on Highway 94 between Defiance and Washington.
It's just a great Saturday afternoon plan. Knocks out the day, get some food, get some wine, beautiful scenery. Everyone makes fun of Missouri for being flat, but yet we live on the one side of the state that actually has hills, so take advantage of that. That's a great Saturday.
I developed this theory years ago, and every single time I go to the winery, it's always proven true. Wine plus women equals drama. And the more wine and the more women you add, the more drama you're going to get.
Do you really need to add the wine? Do you really need to add the wine?
Okay, like the wine exacerbates it.
Of course. I mean, okay, let's not play favorites here. You put wine in a bunch of dudes in a room, it's going to exacerbate the drama too.
No, like, not nearly as... Okay,
that's what alcohol does.
Not nearly as bad as it does with women. Not even close.
Of course, I'm
now.
Just saying. We're all,
not even close.
We're all guilty.
I know you're trying to be, Rocchio, the social justice warrior.
It's just true.
Oh, come on.
It's just true. Alcohol does it to everybody.
It does it to everybody, but affects it more women than it does men. Oh, don't you...
I don't know about that one.
You must not hanging around with a lot of women then. That's all I got to say.
I either I'm hanging out with some catty men or some really boring women.
One or the other. And
apparently,
the two girls I was hanging out with on Saturday, I mean, they weren't bad, but one of them, started drinking more wine, started FaceTiming with the boyfriend. Boyfriend said something that made her mad, and then, it was all downhill from there. But guess who hit me up on Twitter Saturday night? It was good old caller John found me on Twitter and started following me.
Sorry, buddy.
So I followed him back, because I have a couple of pops in me, and he's DMing me about Steph Curry's contract. And I'm like, look, man, I've been at the winery. Now I'm at Exit 6 Brewery. I'm really, I'm not hammered, but I'm like, I don't want to be talking about Steph Curry's contract right now. It's Saturday night. It's supposed to be party time. Who wants to talk about Steph Curry's contract right now?
What else is there to say about Steph Curry's contract?
I forgot what it was. Something like he's overpaid. And I'm like, well, no, not really. He's kind of underpaid. But I'm like, I don't have time to get into it now. Read what LeBron said. That's all I got to say.
That's
speaking of LeBron, did you see what he did over the weekend?
What did he do, man?
LeBron made a little trip down to Miami, and he was on a boat outside of AAA Arena, where the Heat played.
He wants to play some basketball games there?
And he had the AAA Arena in the background when he was on the boat, and he was talking about how, a lot of good memories here. I want to thank everybody and the organization. It's kind of like, okay, why are you doing this now? Like, this is weird. And as a Heat fan, look, don't be tickling my ass with a feather. Don't be trying to hint that you're coming back.
Speaking of men acting like women, this is classic 13-year-old girl.
What do you mean?
You start commenting on every other guy's post because your current boyfriend is pissing you off.
Who's pissing me off? That's my current boyfriend.
LeBron's current relationship is bothering him.
Oh,
now he's going
up
and he's hitting up the Instagram
pages
of everybody else that he's interested in. And he's trying to make his current relationship realize, hey, I have other options, and I'm okay with searching out these options. You better react, because, again, that's what people in middle school do, and people who have alcohol in them.
He is the most calculating person. He's the most calculating athlete ever. Everything he does is for a reason.
Sure,
He just doesn't do something, you know, haphazardly. He just does something with a purpose.
Why would he go to Miami, though? Stop it. If he's leaving, okay, if he leaves Cleveland for anywhere, Los Angeles.
Oh, I don't think he's going to Miami. That's the thing, but I don't understand why he's even trying to,
I guess probably, yeah,
you know, even raise any kind of speculation that he's going. If anything, he'd think he'd be outside Los Angeles.
Well, because, I mean, LeBron's raising speculation because LeBron's a genius.
There's no question he's a genius.
And if he can,
and I think he's leaving.
If he can
Cleveland.
Do his part in keeping the 365-day cycle going in the NBA, why not?
I think he's leaving Cleveland. I think
they've done
ruined.
Nothing to.
They've
keep
done
him there.
Nothing. They don't have a GM yet. They are just a complete and total disarray. Yeah. Why? Why would you want to stay there? You don't owe the organization anything. You got them their title. The value of the franchise has increased. Yeah, it's going to decrease as soon as you're gone, but still, it's
Come
not going to...
Let's be honest. Even if he does leave, villain LeBron was fun.
I love villain LeBron.
Villain LeBron was a blast. Yeah, you love villain LeBron for completely different reasons than I love villain LeBron.
Are you saying that because I'm wearing a Miami Heat hat?
And because villain LeBron turned into an animal who won you two titles, while I liked villain LeBron because it was the most... The anger in his eyes during some of those playoff series was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen out of a basketball player because I wasn't alive to watch Michael Jordan in the 90s. Or, I guess, conscious. I was alive, technically.
You were alive, but you didn't know what you were watching.
My head was bobbing around like a three-year-old. And plus, my parents were NBA fans. I don't even know what the finals games were on in my house. Can't blame me for that.
It was right around a year ago that I was having a real tough time finding the right car at the right price. I did a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, and doghouse in a 15-mile radius. Thankfully, my long and arduous journey led me to Ryan Kimner and his great sales staff at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Everything from the quality to the price of the service exceeded my expectations, and I know that they can do the same for you. Bellman Automotive not only has a wide inventory of new and used vehicles, but also has a top-notch service department and financing for everyone. You really can't go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600, BellmanCDJR.com. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Craig Edwards from VivaAlbertos.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.